over in the Breckenridge Public School District. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, what's happening this week in Breckenridge Public Schools?
So we've got a lot going on this week. A lot, actually, more on the music side of things. Tonight we have a 5th through 12th grade choir concert. And then also it's the start of the boys' golf season, which, you know, looking at all the snow and snow coming in maybe tomorrow, it's hard to believe that golf season is already starting. Tomorrow we have a 3rd through 4th grade concert. And then we don't have anything until Friday, and track and field have a varsity meet at Concordia College. And then we're looking towards this weekend. We have a varsity speech meet at home, and then our ECSE is holding the Bunnies Back in Town Easter Egg event, and that's going to be at Breckenridge Elementary. So we've got some Easter egg hunts going on and some different activities. That was actually a date change, so now we're having it this weekend on Saturday, March 25th. And then Sunday, our Breckenridge music students are leaving for their Chicago trip. So that's pretty exciting for all of our students, and our music staff are going to be heading to Chicago on Sunday.
Good stuff. And like you said, music kind of the order of the week. But I got to tell you, Courtney, you're talking track and field, you're talking golf. That makes me very happy because makes me think more of spring, you know. And
yes, it's coming.
Yes, it really
coming,
is.
It's coming, thankfully.
Yes, we just have to be patient with it. Courtney, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here this morning?
Yeah, one more thing on the music side. Last week, our Breckenridge High School band actually got a superior rating at their large group contest in Morris, so that was pretty exciting for our high school band students.
Good stuff. Yeah, and again, great music program over there, and like I say, music kind of the order of the week this week. Courtney, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us today in our Breckenridge School Report. We will talk again next Monday, okay?
All right. Sounds good. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. That is Courtney over at Breckenridge Public Schools. We talk Breckenridge Public School news every Monday at this time, brought to you by OSPTI. It is time once again for Point of Law. That is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Should an attorney strongly defend a man he or she definitely knows is guilty? The court weighed guilt with innocence in the case of the aggressive attorney. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Mary Goodman was a civil attorney, and a very good one. She wasn't very happy when the court assigned her to defend a man on a serious criminal charge. The man had been a brokerage officer and was accused of stealing a large sum of money by forging documents. He'd promptly lost all the money in Las Vegas, and the broker was forced into bankruptcy as a result. Many customers lost their money, and there was a great deal of anger in the city. Reluctantly, Mary interviewed her client in jail. She said, "Mr. Hooper, you've been talking a lot about your innocence."